We're talking to Richard Taylor today, who's, of course, head of Weta Digital down in New Zealand, and with The Lord of the Rings Blu-ray edition coming out on DVD April 6th. Richard, thanks for coming on.
Oh, you're welcome, and I just make a quick correction of that. I'm actually, I look after the Weta Workshop.
Oh, yes, of course.
You've seen it. Joe Lettieri is the man in charge of Weta Digital, and obviously did that incredible work on Avatar that we were all so amazed and thrilled by.
Of course, of course. I knew that. I wanted to make sure I didn't make the mistake, and then, of course, I made the mistake.
No worries. commonly done, but it's nice to make sure that he's seen for all the incredible stuff he does.
Absolutely, absolutely. So down in New Zealand, Lord of the Rings seems so far away, yet so close. Also with these DVD releases, what sort of additional work had to be done to prepare these things to come out on Blu-ray?
Well, you know, the Lord of the Rings, it's 10 years since we first started on it, and maybe longer than that, actually, but it's always prevalent in your mind because it played such a pivotal part of your professional career and was such a, you know, wonderful part of our lives. With the Blu-ray DVDs coming out is very exciting because for us, just the fact that the studios have committed to delivering the films on this new medium that is going to give that much greater clarity to the images means that the community of enthusiasts that love these films will re-watch them again. They'll bubble back to the surface. People will debate and enthuse and enjoy them all afresh. And you know, that's a fantastic thing because for us, loving the world so much and enjoying what we did on the film so much, it's just great to have that interaction with the people around the world that are so enthusiastic. I personally am unaware of what had to be done to take it to Blu-ray level. They've presented the films in their original state, and it will be up to the viewer to determine how that carries through to this new technology.
Mm-hmm. And it gives the folks in your workshop a little bit more of a exposure out there, because I guess people can actually see a little more detail, and you know, you can get on these huge TV screens that people are able to purchase now, and it makes everything, accentuates every little aspect of every little scene.
Yeah, someone said to me in an earlier interview, they had watched it and said, oh, finally I saw all the detail that you guys had put into your work. I'd always thought that it was a bit fanatical that you'd gone to that trouble, but when I watched it on Blu-ray, there it all was, and it was so fortunate that you'd gone to the effort, and I hadn't even really thought about that, but you know, in some ways you're anxious that it may actually see the holes in the work, but it's lovely to think that it's actually projecting some of the efforts made by everyone that may not have initially been seen in the DVD release.
And the special features, did you get a chance to take a look at all the special features and enjoy some of that that nostalgia all over again?
No, I haven't actually. I actually haven't seen the Blu-ray DVD yet because it hasn't actually arrived in New Zealand yet. So I'm looking forward to that opportunity. But we'll probably screen it in our little cinema here in the workshop for everyone that works with us. So we'll relive the nostalgia together, I imagine.
Now, last time I visited down at the workshop, it was, and I'm sure it still is, it's a very close-knit community down there, isn't it? So when events like this happen, is there a certain buzz or feeling about the workshop and all the whole campus, I guess?
Yeah, there is. The Lord of the Rings is never far from our topic of discussion, and just yesterday we were in a meeting with our senior staff in the workshop discussing how we're going to do a particularly tricky project, and we were drawing on project discussion about being in the trenches together. It's actually really delightful, and often your memories are much more rose-coloured than maybe the reality, and that's a great thing. So the fact that the Blu-rays are coming out just causes a whole other level of discussion amongst everyone, and